Swalwell, Donald Trump does not believe that a Congress should even exist. By Pam Key on December 28, 2025. Sunday on MS Now's The Weekend, Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, said President Donald Trump does not want the United States to have a Congress. Host Eugene Daniels said, "I want to ask about this WAPO headline about them setting records in 2025 Congress. With fewer than 40 bills signed into law as of Monday. This past Monday, the House and Senate set a modern record for the lowest legislative output in the first year of a new presidency. The House, meanwhile, set a 21st-century record for fewest votes cast, 362, in the first session of a two-year Congress. It held barely half as many votes as in 2017, Trump's first year in office, and Republicans held the majority." Swalwell said, "Donald Trump does not believe that a Congress should even exist. You know, he's never believed that. You know, he was impeached in part, in the first impeachment, because he wouldn't honor the subpoenas that Congress had sent his way. And it's going to get worse. By the way, give us that problem in a year when we're in the majority again. But one mandate is just bring down the cost. Now, I will say I'm responsible for one of those 40 bills that was passed. One of those was mine. It was a bipartisan piece of legislation to make it easier for mothers who are breastfeeding to travel through airports and not have their breast milk screened. But there wasn't much else being done in this Congress. And so as we go into the new year, if Republicans want to work with us to bring down costs, reduce, you know, what we spend at the grocery store, what we spend at Home Depot, they're going to find partners in us. But if not, the midterm message will be this: it costs too much." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.